What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022, and it feels good. It feels like a good day. It feels like it's flying by, and that's what it's all about, isn't it? Trying to get through the week calmly, smoothly, simply, without any kind of disturbance or interruptions in your day-to-day. But what happened last night, I cannot explain. The Met Gala. Now, I usually don't watch it, and I didn't watch it, but I like to see the highlights. What do I like to see? The crazy outfits and the costumes. And when I look at this shit, I say to myself, I can't believe there's people out there who would watch this shit and really be intrigued and interested. Instead of saying, how are these people pretending that this pandemic does not exist, that we're not suffering with fucking gas prices, inflation, yada, yada, yada. Is that what this is? Is this supposed to be some kind of shitty distraction? And it makes me wonder. And then I think to myself, well, what else could be a distraction? Well, last night, if you don't know, they have secret or rumor or supposedly and the Supreme Court are thinking about reversing Roe versus Wade. Yes, they're thinking about it. Well, CJ, how do you feel about that? CJ, what do you think? Well, honestly, I always believe that it's, I can't say how I truly feel about that because I, believe it or not, do not have a vagina. I don't have that ability to give birth. I don't have that ability to give life. I know I'm not supposed to say that because apparently everyone could be a birthing person, which reminds me, I can't wait for my Mother's Day. That's going to be an interesting day. I wonder what they're going to fucking tweet that day, these crazy people who believe that men can give birth. But that's fine. You know, it's all about believing in yourself. If you believe in yourself strong enough, maybe you can give birth. I mean, you could push something out of you. It may not be a baby, maybe a butt baby. Big ass pile of shit. Maybe that'll come out, but I'm not a scientist or a biologist, so I can't tell you what a woman is, and I'm not a Supreme Court justice, so you know I can't tell you what a woman is. But I'm fairly certain that a man can't give birth. Don't quote me on that. Don't hold that against me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm really just a guy. I don't know the ins and outs like that of a man's body or a female's body. I'm really not familiar with either. My wife can attest to that easily. And some guys can too. But anyway, that's another story. That's a long story. Many stories there. But I think, you know, the reason why, the Met Gala, was that a distraction? Now, is this Roe versus Wade rumor a distraction? Are they trying to blind us with one thing so they can get away with another? So I started thinking to myself, well, what else was in the news this past couple of days? Well, we know the $33 billion being approved to Ukraine, and more money being sent to Ukraine. We know that Pelosi is there shaking hands with Zelensky, not Putin. We know that. We know, which again, $33 billion is one thing. $33 billion is a lot of fucking money. That's one thing. But if it's an active war zone, how is this old white expert stock picker, Nancy Pelosi, able to go into a war zone? And then how is Zelensky, who's constantly escaping murder attempts, able to come out in the open, look like a public gathering, and shake her hand? And it's not like he's wearing clothes that's not Zelensky status. He's wearing the typical green shit that it must be like some kind of clothing line that he's thinking about starting. I don't know. Maybe he should do that. Instead of fucking taking $33 billion from us, start a Zelensky line. Start a Z-Wear. Open up a Z-Wear. Sell your plain marine green or dark green or whatever color shit you want to, call it. Military green clothing. Sell that shit and let the proceeds or percentage of it go to fund your endless war now. Your battle for life, apparently. that's been going ongoing for over a month now. It's been a month now, right? I don't even know. It feels like it's about as long as COVID. Am I wrong? This Ukraine shit? How much more do we need to hear about this? So are they distracting us with the Met Gala? I don't think so. The Met Gala happens every year. It's ridiculous outfits. You know, it's really like celebrities don't get enough attention. Look at me now. There's, you know, look at the shit I'm wearing now. I look like a peacock. Look at me, I'm a peacock. Like, okay, you're a grown man dressed like a bird. Good job. Way to enjoy your fucking Monday night. Keep up the good work. I don't know. I don't really care for them. I don't care for awards, Oscars, awards. I don't watch that shit. Like the Will Smith slap, I only watched because I wanted to report about it. Otherwise, I really wouldn't be sitting there watching it. But whatever. Maybe the Met Gala, that's what it was. Maybe it was a distraction. For some people, I'm sure it was. It made them forget about their gas bill or rent or I don't know. I don't know what else, you know, could be going on in their life. But or maybe nobody watched it. I mean, it's not like they're going to really tell us the truth anyway, right? Of how many people were really watching it, how many viewers really tuned in. Who would know? Who would know the truth? So are they distracting us with that? Possibly. Are they distracting us from the Ukraine $33 billion sent over? Possibly. What else could they be distracting us from? Do you remember what I mentioned a couple days ago? Oh, you don't remember? The governance board with fucking Nina Jankowicz? That big thing about how she's singing all this shit. She's singing songs for the past couple of years. Kind of crazy. Kind of terrifying. A lot terrifying. And that she's going to be in charge of the board. And again, if you don't know, they'll be able to censor us. Censor people of freedom of speech. And claim that they are saying disinformation. I could be giving my opinion and what I assume, you know, because I'm a crazy paranoid person, and they may turn around saying I'm giving misinformation. Even though I'm saying it's just comedy, they could say it's misinformation, ban him for life. And God knows what else they plan on doing. You know, maybe they'll freeze my passport or some shit, and then maybe they'll really make me pay for speaking my mind. That's what they do in some countries, China, Soviet Union, stuff like that, when that existed. But, you know, anyway. Maybe that's what this distraction is. What I'm saying to you is when they're shoving shit down your throat, they're trying to distract you from something else that's going on. Right? This Roe vs. Wade, now they're going to turn this into a big thing. People are going to be protesting now, and it's going to be a huge thing. It's going to be all over the news, and you're going to forget all about this governance board, which is going to be, you know, pushed through. And we lose our freedom again. More freedoms. But I wanted to talk about Florida again because Florida is in the news. And here's a state that's basically its own country. It's like whatever the federal government decides to do, Florida is like, we're going to do shit our way. Do I respect that? Yes. Do I like that? Abso-fucking-lutely. Because so far, what this government is doing, with the federal government is doing, I don't approve of any of it. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to be a Democrat or a fucking Republican. I kind of feel like look at the gas price and inflation and kind of make your own decision. Look at all the money they're printing and sending it overseas. And we're out here like, yo, can I get fucking gas under $3, homie? Oh, I got to buy an electric car. I can't buy an electric car because I can't afford gas. How am I going to buy an electric car? But, you know, it is what it is. Let's talk about Florida. So Florida, man. It's like, why do I love Florida? Is it the weather? Not really. Is it the people? Well, I'm sure there's some nice people out there. I'm sure. Is it Disney? Hell to the no. It's actually the government. It is actually, you know, Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, is doing a great job in Florida. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, if you don't remember, he is the one with the parental rights in education bill. Oh, I'm sorry. You may not know it as that because the news reported it as the Don't Say Gay bill. Which, just again, I've said this a few times. It doesn't say don't say gay in the bill. It just means we don't want to teach kids, like, you know, kindergartners and up about sex. Because, you know, they're fucking kindergartners. And some may see that as grooming. Like, why does a kindergartner know you know about sex and lesbianism and all kinds of isms and whatever, transitions and all this shit. Why do they need to know that? It's, you know, play with your blocks and, you know, say the alphabet backwards. I don't know. Whatever the fuck they did in kindergarten. I don't know. So he's the one who enacted that bill in Florida. So now supposedly teachers aren't supposed to be teaching this kind of shit, right? Remember the Disney controversy with him? Disney's like, yo, you know, they fought back saying, fuck you, we're going to fight this bill. And then Ron DeSantis fired back and took away their tax deduction privileges. So, right? Remember that? Well, Ron DeSantis came out and said that now that tax is not going to be fall, that tax, that missing tax dollars won't fall on the residents of those cities. So that's good. I'm not sure how he's going to budget this in, but Florida does make a lot of money. They do have a lot of other businesses there, so they could. I mean, their tourism is amazing anyway, with Universal and SeaWorld, and there's a couple of other parks there that I'm sure they bring in massive amounts of revenue. Keep in mind, Florida never shut down. I think they had the lowest shutdown. I don't even think it was a full shutdown during the two-year COVID that we've been going through. So they've been profiting quite well, actually. But the next thing that it's on DeSantis' list. This guy is like, I don't know if he's setting up to be president, if he's trying to outdo Trump, if he's trying to be Trump's running mate, vice president. I don't know, you know, if it's like, I don't know what he's trying to do here, but he just keeps hitting you with bangers. And I mean like bangers. Like, for example, let's see here. Where is it? This article is called Get the Zuck Out. And yes, I said get the Zuck, as in Mark Zuckerberg. Get the Zuck out. So basically what this means is he is telling, he's banning Zuckerbucks, which is basically Mark Zuckerberg's, from investing into the election process. So let me read the article for you. Article again is to get the Zuck out of Florida. DeSantis banned Zuckerbucks creates election police unit. He creates a fucking election police unit. So, okay. Earlier this week, the Sunshine State governor signed Senate Bill 524, requiring voter rolls to be annually reviewed and updated to remove ineligible voters, tightens voter ID requirements, and increases penalties for some election-related crimes. Most notably, it establishes the Office of Election Crimes and Security within the Department of State, which investigates election law violations. He created his own agency within the police to investigate election law violations. I don't know. You're going to ask me, is that unbiased? Is it biased? I don't know. You know, let me keep reading. You know, who's going to be really in charge of this. Let's see. Most notably, it establishes the Office of Election Crimes and Security within the Department of State, blah blah blah, which investigates election law violations. The bill also instructs the Secretary of State to submit a report and draft legislation for any further action to strengthen voter ID requirements. The Daily Wire continues. That's where this article is. Link in the description below. The Daily Wire. DeSantis' office also says the bill increases the penalty for ballot harvesting from a first-degree misdemeanor. Increases the penalty for a ballot harvesting from a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony, which is punishable by up to 5 years in prison, a $5,000 fine, and up to 5 years probation. It also broadens the prohibition of election supervisors from receiving Zuckerbucks. Zuckerbucks refers to contributions or investments made by people like Meta co-founder Mark Zuckerberg. Zuck dropped millions of dollars on the 2020 election to tip the scales in the Democrats' favor. This is, again, reported by the Daily Wire. I have no evidence to back it up. I'm just reporting what they are saying. Do I believe it? Yes, because there is a paper trail showing that he dropped millions of dollars. Did it help persuade the scales in the Democrats' favor? I don't know. I just know that there's a paper trail showing that he did do that. And I don't think that's fair, because it shouldn't be. A company should not be involved in the election process. The election process should be voted on by the people. The government should be working for us. We should not be working for them. The legislation I signed today will continue to make Florida a leader in election integrity by increasing penalties for ballot harvesting, DeSantis says. Expanding our ban on Zuckerbucks and establishing an election integrity unit in state government to enforce our laws. And I like that, right? So then you think to yourself, okay, that's really good, CJ. That's great. And you know, that's something that Ron DeSantis has done. Kind of makes up for the Disney thing, you know, I see him getting past that. Okay, so he moved on to this. That's good. That's great. Well, guess what? My man's not done yet. If you remember, a few weeks ago, and I'll tell you exactly when it was. Let me pull up the article. I have it here on my list of saved articles. A Florida sheriff encourages people to shoot burglars to save the taxpayers' money. April 26th, there was a Florida sheriff invited a homeowner who shot at a would-be robber to attend a gun safety course to learn to shoot a lot better and save the taxpayers' money. That's a quote. The Florida sheriff invites a homeowner who shot at a would-be robber to come to a gun safety course so they could learn to shoot a lot better and save the taxpayers' money. I'm going somewhere with this. Just bear with me. Right, so the sheriff, Bob Johnson, made the comments during a news conference last Thursday regarding the arrest of a 32-year-old man who was breaking into houses in Pace, Florida, which is near Pensacola, in Florida's panhandle. Multiple residents called 911 last Wednesday to report the break-ins, and deputies quickly set up a perimeter. The suspect was jumping over fences and breaking into homes as deputies tried to catch him. We don't know which homeowner shot at him. I guess they think they did something wrong, which they did. They did not, Johnson said. If someone is breaking into your house, you're more than welcome to shoot at them in Santa Rosa County. We'd prefer that you do, actually. He added that the sheriff's office conducts a gun safety course every other Saturday. If you take that, you'll shoot a lot better and hopefully you'll save the taxpayers' money, he adds. Eventually, the deputies catch him after he's been shot, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right, man has a record stretching back to when he was 13. He's being held on a $157,000 bond. Why am I bringing this up? Is it because Florida's awesome? Kind of. I kind of like that. I kind of like a sheriff who's like, listen, if someone breaks into your house, feel free to shoot them. That's your constitutional right. You have the right to bear arms, protect your family, protect yourself. They broke into your house, you shoot them. You don't worry about what gender they are, what their fucking pronouns are, or, you know, are they a liberal, or, you know, maybe they're BLM. No, you fucking shoot them. They broke into your fucking house. Defend your family. You don't know what this person's intentions are. Other cities may say something different. But this sheriff in this county and Ron DeSantis seems like he's backing it up because now, and this article was from, let me pull up the date here, April 26th. Now, today, I read this article that, let me pull it up here, bear with me. Again, I'm not my home base, so internet's kind of wonky where I am right now, so I do appreciate the patience. That was the 26th, the 29th, 3 fucking days later. DeSantis promises constitutional carry gun law in Florida. Whereas other states and senators and governors say, you know, get banned guns, get guns off the street. Joe Biden says, you know, he wants to get guns off the street, gun control. A lot of people say gun control. Florida saying constitutional carry gun law will come to Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to sign a constitutional carry gun law for the state before he leaves office. His comments come Friday while speaking to residents in North Central Florida. According to the Orlando Sentinel, quote, "We used to be the leader on Second Amendment issues," DeSantis said. The Republican governor noted 25 other states already have passed constitutional carry legislation. Those of you who don't know, this is the law that allows people to carry handguns without a concealed weapons license or permit. DeSantis said the gun law was one thing I wanted the legislature to do. Keep in mind, the law allows people to carry handguns without a concealed weapons license or permit. Now, I love Florida. I love Ron DeSantis. But this can go either way because we know that they're flying illegals into Florida. The Biden administration has reported that. They've admitted to that. A lot of other fucking news agencies have reported that and admitted that. We don't know if, you know, now if you see someone with a gun in their waist, you know, they don't need a license to carry that. If he passes this, they would not need a license to carry, you know. The law allows people to carry handguns without a concealed weapons license or permit. So everyone could be walking around with a gun. You don't know who's good, who's bad. But at the same time, if everyone has a gun, let's say there's 100 people and one person has a gun that's bad, you got 99 other motherfuckers who are ready to fight back. So it can go either way. It can encourage violence because it gives criminals the right to walk around freely with a gun. But let's be realistic. We both know they're going to do it anyway. At the same time, I think it's going to prevent. And the reason why I bring this up is because the sheriff is saying, shoot them if they come in your house or they break in your house. Now that if this law gets passed, you will truly be able to protect yourself. So you want to defund the police and you want to fucking let criminals loose and get them off the hook? Okay, arm the citizens. Good. Good. I was on the fence with this, but now as I talk it through, it kind of makes sense. Arm the citizens. Protect your family. Protect yourself. Who else is going to do it? The government's not doing it. They're defunding everyone. According to the newspaper, the law raised the legal age to buy a gun from 18 to 21. Well, that's good. A lot of 18-year-olds shouldn't have kids. A lot of them shouldn't even have, a driver's license, let alone a gun. But, you know, good that it's raised to 21. I like that. Let's see. Let me keep reading this here. Republican governor. DeSantis said the law gun. Okay. I can't say if it'll be next week or in 6 months, but before I'm done as governor, it will be done. State legislators passed one of the toughest gun control laws in the country in 2018. The bipartisan bill was signed into law by then Governor Rick Scott, a Republican. It was crafted after 17 people were gunned down at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I did not hear about this. In 2018, the bipartisan bill was signed into law by Rick Scott, Governor Rick Scott, Republican. It was crafted after 17 people were gunned down at a fucking high school in Parkland, Florida. Jesus. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty in October to the mass shooting. Jury selection is underway for the penalty phase of the trial. According to the newspaper, their law raised the age to buy a gun from 18 to 21. So, I don't know how everyone having a gun in high school, but no one's really 18 in high school, right? I guess the seniors? No, but then the laws changed to 21. I don't know. Maybe the teachers will be able to have guns then, and maybe that's the whole thing too. But either way, I feel like people will be more hesitant and more reluctant to rob someone if you know that the majority of the people around you probably are packing more of the heat than you are. So I find that very interesting. Again, you know, Florida's in the news. Well, it's on my radar. I don't know if it's on anyone else's radar, because they seem to only be reporting the same fucking shit. I don't know if you've noticed that. A lot of these motherfuckers out here are reporting the same shit, except I keep bringing you fire. I keep bringing you shit that's not being reported. Because I truly believe that they want us not to know what's happening in other states. I mean, think about it. If the other states knew what Florida was doing, the people might rise up and protest and demand those same things. New Jerseyans might, well, let's not be crazy. New Jersey ain't, if you ever been to New Jersey, you know they're not going to really, you know. I mean, I could say it. I lived there. They're more interested in going to the beach, if you want to call it that, and pork with egg and cheese sandwiches. I don't know. And bars. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't really see them all standing up and protesting anytime soon, unless they close like, Rook or something, which is a coffee place. Shout out to Rook's. Delicious coffee, by the way. New Orleans is my favorite. New Orleans brews my shit. But, yeah. But maybe some other states. Maybe other states, you know, any other state, because it's probably better than New Jersey, and they will protest. And they will demand the same kind of things that Florida passed. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it'll happen sooner than we think. Hopefully sooner than we think. Because crime is not going down. Gun violence is increasing. I don't care what anyone's telling you. I could show you the stats. I can pull up the statistics. I could post it on Twitter. You can Google it your goddamn self. And it shouldn't be going up, right? I mean, we're in a fucking, you know, pandemic. Inflation's through the roof. Gasoline prices are high. How are people affording bullets and guns? Because they are getting them illegally, people. They're getting them illegally. And a lot of these people who are shooting each other are done with illegal guns. And I don't know what they pay for these guns. I'm pretty sure when you buy shit illegally, you're not paying top dollar. You ain't paying no Apple iPhone price. You're probably paying a Dell or an Acer laptop price, which is a quarter of the price. I don't know the numbers. I don't know the numbers. I'm a drug guy. I don't know numbers of guns. I'll tell you the price of weed. Price of anything, X, you know, whatever. I can tell you the price of that. I can't tell you the price of guns. I don't know. On the street, anyway. I don't know. But I'm hoping people wake up and see Florida for what it is. I don't think it's a bad state. I mean, let the numbers speak for themselves. If you were to compare Republican Florida to Democrat California and look at the difference and see the gas prices in California, see the homelessness, see the shortages, the people leaving California, which is a Democrat state, sorry. Democrat state. A lot of people are leaving it. I'm just saying, you know, maybe there's more to Florida. Don't sleep on Ron DeSantis, I guess is a good way to say it. Don't sleep on Florida. Don't sleep on Florida. Don't sleep on DeSantis. But I do think everything's a distraction. I think a lot of the things you see on the news, like if they push this Roe versus Wade thing another couple days, I really believe people will forget about the governance board. People will forget about Nina Jankowicz. They'll focus on this Roe versus Wade because they know that, think about it, they're going to do this now with Mother's Day around the corner? You're going to talk about Roe versus Wade with fucking Mother's Day a few days away? What are the odds? What are the odds? Mother's Day is coming up, and let's see, is it this Sunday? Wait, it's the third today, right? It's the third. Let's look at the calendar. Mother's Day is Sunday the 8th. Well, look at that. I just figured that out. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. I bet you moms would be really upset. Who you know, depending on the side they choose or they chose, and I'm sure some birthing people are as well. So I haven't looked recently. It's about 2 o'clock when I'm recording this show. I haven't looked at recent news as far as what I've read and heard this morning around 3 a.m. So I don't know what changed from that then till now. But I'm predicting protests. I'm predicting. Like, I wouldn't go to the Supreme Court. I wouldn't visit any of the government buildings today or tomorrow just in case there is some kind of upset. I'm not going to say Capitol riot. I have no fucking idea. I'm not going to incite that. I have no clue. I don't know. If me, I'm not going. I don't want to go. Don't, you know, I got no reason to be there. You know, I suggest you be safe. Keep your head down. Keep your eyes open, your ears open, because again, what they show you, what they tell you is really not the truth. You really only know what they tell you. And that's scary. Do your own research, people. I appreciate you guys so much. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, my book is available on Amazon, Worthless. It's $3.99. It's a fictional story, great story, about a young man growing up in a abusive household. And he gets hooked on prescription drugs, and then things take a turn for the worse. But definitely take a look at it. Don't forget to tip your delivery drivers, DoorDash, talking Grubhub, Postmates, Uber Eats. Yeah, that's all, I think. Whatever else is in your country who deliver food. Pizza Man, yo, make sure you tip these people, man. Some of them ain't getting paid by the hour. I know I ain't. I ain't getting paid shit. DoorDash and Grubhub, they ain't paying me by the hour. I'm getting a percentage based on distance and the cost of food and your tips. So your tips are the majority of our pays. So please, please, you know gas is expensive. We're paying that out of pocket. Please help us out and tip your driver. And again, same with your Uber and Lyft driver. You know, I have to take a Lyft tomorrow when I drop off this rental car, and I will be tipping very graciously because I know what it's like. I know gas prices are crazy and they're not making a fortune. They're not. And no, I ain't taking no Uber Black or Lyft Black because I am fucking broke. I wouldn't be taking one if I didn't have to. Trust me. It's kind of a no other options scenario. Situation. Whatever. Tips are good. Even tip your waitress. I mean, if you're eating out, I mean, I don't recommend it. It's kind of more expensive, but hey, do you. Plus, you know, I'm kind of for the drivers because I'm a driver. Give me the money, motherfuckers. I'm broke, motherfucker. All right. Love you guys. All right. Peace.